K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University. Eddie Greer, your host for this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. Your K-State Wildcats every single day coming to you. Recording this on this Tuesday evening here in Kansas City, Missouri, October 21st, 2025. Getting on into it here. For a brief minute here, as I have a little time here, just getting y'all set, obviously, for Kansas State KU Saturday. TNT here, folks. Just a couple of updates here real quick. Well, getting y'all set anyways. Unfortunately, on the injury side, right, Toby Obenzami, and I just, just a while ago, well, 20 minutes ago, I was just trying to get caught up with what's going on with K-State football right now, obviously, getting ready for KU, obviously, there, and Kalis Robinette, who covers, obviously, K-State. You've heard this name. I've said his name plenty of times on the podcast here. Toby Omenzami out for the season, has been declared out for the season, and on the other side, maybe getting reports. Now, I'll probably wait until Friday night, somewhere in there, but Dylan Edwards looks like, from what I've seen anyways, I've gotten some notifications that he might miss the Kansas game on Saturday as well. So again, we're right back to this again. Apparently Avery Johnson, his offense, they're used to working out without him anyway, so it shouldn't be it shouldn't be a shock that Dylan's not going to be available for this offense on Saturday. And of course, you know, the streak, obviously, that this team has been motivated by, obviously, let me see how many I want to see. I saw it. I saw it earlier. Yes. I wanted to get a streak right. I didn't want to get it wrong. 16 consecutive games. Now, obviously, late last week, I mentioned that KU does lead the original series. But it's K-State, or K-State Wildcats, currently going into Saturday morning's matchup. 16-game winning streak. And you're going to last two years has been really on the line. And you're going to put it back, right back on the line in Lawrence there. Desmond Purnell has been kind of leading the charge. He's been the hot man, of course, coming off that epic performance against TCU with his two interceptions, pick six, another pick, and then he got a sack on Josh Hoover 2 weeks ago, right? So he spoke about it, that he went up there and said, hey, look, we got the team to keep this thing going. We're going to find out on Saturday if they can. Down over there, 45 minutes west of Kansas City there, KU, Kansas State, Lawrence. It's going down on TNT. Cannot wait for that, obviously. And look, we looked at both fronts already. You know, I'm prepared for us, unfortunately, to lose. But again, on the other side, you know, K-State, you know, they've been on their share of losses this year. And we might have a chance. So, you know, and you know, I'm a spoiler alert. You know, I'm not going to pick no KU on this podcast. Nope, not going to do it there as well. And there may or may not be a special pregame due to the fact that the volleyball team is also playing Kansas this weekend. Well, Friday night, and then you turn around less than 12 hours later, the football team will be playing Kansas. So there might be a different pregame. And then, of course, we have our weekend preview, debating whether to have that on Saturday or not. Probably might have it on Saturday because of the fact that volleyball team is playing on Friday night. So it'll be a different looking pregame than usual. So I am putting that together, figuring out some stuff, and I'll record that hopefully on Thursday. And then have that ready for y'all on Friday, for y'all listening to get ready for this rivalry game. Obviously, this is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. Little update here as we get set for the Dylan Sunflower Showdown weekend, Friday and Saturday. And we're just focusing on the football side right now. So there's just the updates there. Yeah, I've been getting freaking updates on Dylan Edwards. I'm like, what's going on here? So was checking in, was doing a little bit of reading before hopping on here and just giving y'all the latest updates here. I'm recording on this Tuesday evening. This will come out tomorrow afternoon. somewhere in there. Yeah, so we'll have that there as well. But the standings, obviously, and I mentioned this could be an elimination game because of the fact that, look, the Big 12, you got two undefeated teams left now. If we just focus on the conference anyways, two unbeaten left. Arizona State got upset. Arizona State beat Texas Tech last week, so everybody says it's wide open, right? And this right here, just this matchup, in particularly, could be an elimination game there on Saturday. Because you lose this game, you have three losses. So both teams come off a bye. Both teams are the same record. And if one team's going to walk out of there 3-2. The other team is going to be 2-3 in conference play and probably going to be eliminated. If I have something to say about that as well. So BYU and Cincinnati, we take a look at the conference heading into this weekend. BYU, Cincinnati, undefeated. They're the two left standing. How about Cincinnati? 4-0. BYU is undefeated across the board. 4-0, 7-0 overall, 4-0 in conference play. Cincinnati is 6-1 overall, 4-0 in conference play. And then your next tier is led by Arizona State. They had a tiebreaker over Tech. They just beat Tech last week. And Houston sitting there at 3-1. And your next tier, a long list of 2-2 teams. TCU, Baylor, KU, K-State. Yeah. And I forgot about Iowa State and Utah. Long list. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are sitting there coming into this week, 2-2. And one of them is going to out of this matchup is going to leave out of here 3-2. The other is going to be probably eliminated. And look, I'm not going to say here that we have a chance for a Big 12 championship. I'm not going to sit here and say that. And I've been saying that all year long because this team, especially, oh my goodness, I can't sit here to fathom if K-State were to lose on Saturday to KKU, which has already been a frustrating season as it is, to add to it. oh man, I don't want to think about that. But again, I mean, you don't want to add that to that resume already of somewhat a pretty much a disappointing season. But you beat KU, it'll probably feel a little bit better than that, obviously. So this is just a rivalry. This is not just a rivalry. This is a rivalry game here, folks. And K-State needs to come over to Lawrence and be ready to play. That's just the bottom line there. And finish up real quick. Arizona, UCF, 1-3. Colorado's also 1-3. And then how about this? West Virginia, Oklahoma State, another week sitting there at 0-4. So another week, I'm sitting on this podcast, these two teams yet to win a conference game. I mean, at least Oklahoma State, for them, they've won a game in general. West Virginia is 2-5. Oklahoma State is 1-6 there as well. I'll talk a lot more coming up about this matchup, obviously, and put a pin on it when we get to the game day, obviously. And then volleyball is going to come in this picture as well. Like I said, the KSU pregame this week is going to look a little different. So I'm going to have both teams in the mix, in the discussion as well. We'll get set for both of those games as well. And also we'll cap the Powercat Invitational from women's golf as well. So that's a little bit of an update right there for K-State football here on this Tuesday. This will come out somewhere tomorrow as well, and at some point tomorrow as well, I'm going to record, finish up the fall semester for K-State Women's Golf, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, Freedom Bible Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GREER, number 3. EDDID Process Podcast, and of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this windy, cold Tuesday night here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch.